Novelist Glenn Paterson at the Playhouse Theatre in Northern Ireland, bringing our series If Walls Could Talk to a close. The series was produced in Derry by Connor McKay.
Trust CD Review to tackle the thorniest issues when you're trying to choose which recording to buy.
It's a tricky piece, but what's more, it's a piece with a reputation, and it seems to put even great pianists off.
And building a library guides you to the heart of the music and the finest performances.
A little too chaste for me.
For me, it's not the most moving or beautiful, but we'll come to that later.
Enthusiasm and expertise in the world of classical recordings.
I hope you'll like my recommendations, but I don't expect you to throw away the recordings you love already.
Join me, Andrew McGregor, for CD Review every Saturday morning from 9 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3 and now World on 3 with Lopa Kotari.
Thanks, James. Well, we've got lots of music to get through tonight, so let's get right to it with the first number from Argentinian TV comedian turned electro-pop queen. Her name's Juana Molina, and this is Ferocissimo from her latest album, Wed 21. Something about the harmonies in there that remind me of a pop song that I think was around in the 80s. At first, I thought it might be Eloise, but no, my producer can't help me, and neither can our sound engineer. So If you can think of what it might, what bell it might ring for you, why not tweet us at Radio 3, hashtag World on 3. That was Juana Molina and Ferocissimo. Lots of great tracks on her album. It's out at the end of the month and she's going to be over here promoting it in November. An interesting little fact is that she was the voice of Elastigirl for the Argentine dub of the film The Incredibles. Hello, I'm Lopa Kotari. At the heart of World on 3 tonight is music from Korea. I've just been there to Seoul and I'm so blown away by what I heard that I want to share it with you while it's still fresh in my mind. And my guest in the studio is Ninka, a woman whose voice is simple poetry. She's from Friesland in the north of Holland and hers is the perfect voice for late into the night. So here's the first piece from Korea. It's from a duo called Sum, two young women who studied in Seoul and France and who think of music as a breath, a rhythmic cycle, which is in fact what Sum means. They were playing in a quirky little venue above a handbag shop and a free trade book cafe called Commonplace. The acoustics were brilliant, as was the coffee and cinnamon macaroons. Jungmin plays the kaigum, normally 12 strings, but in this case a 25-stringed zither. And Chia, on this track, is playing the hammered dulcimer, the yangyum. They're going to be performing in Cardiff next week, so you can check them out and also see their wonderful instruments in action. This song is Rendezvous.
Discover equal when you undercovers. We will discuss the justice. Century you suffer from auction blocks to record covers. Beauty and canvas gauge painted by the other. Chain your bitch, whole baby mother. Niggas in these rules, afro color. Want us to back it up. Gyrate and yell freedom. Tell us half patience. Sister waiting on the 40 acres. Mule of the world abused by folklore. Black bodies eroticized supply stores. Lady to lady, I understand for sure. Minds ignored, but wounds free to explore.
She gon' say she's equal to man.
Story as you hear the mind close your mouth. Play the background, your backside cash cow. Turn around, get you more of the ass now. Wait a minute, we've been holding the shit down. Backbone of the world since before sound. Black girl, you'll see when a woman found. Leaving on the next greyhound across town. Sister cop the window seat, Badu style. While the wound bleeds the wounds of the deep south. Can't wash it out, shit is real, conjure bell. Put us on our knees, make us fiend to clean down. Keep it real, you afraid when we speak loud. When we scream, you seen a ghost in the haunted house. Simmer down, it's the black, you can't bleach out. And the story we gon' breathe in and breathe out, lady.
Happy belated birthday, Fela Kuti, to mark what would have been Fela's 75th birthday on the 15th of this month. Knitting Factory Records, who've been busy reissuing his complete works, teamed up with AIDS Awareness Red Hot organisation, and they brought out a kind of remix of 13 Fela tracks called Red Hot and Fela. And I say kind of remix because what you heard there was Angelique Kidjo joined by the Tune Yards and others to rework one of Fela's tracks, Lady. It's a fascinating album because it's not all Afrobeat, the trademark groove of Fela, which actually is a bit of a relief because not many could do Afrobeat quite as well as the man himself. Now, here's something that really is the sweetest thing. Bavarian folk music brought to you by a Jew's harp trio, Maltrommel, Musi and Maya.
Mm-hmm. sing encore façon, façon, façon. Allez, voilà comment on s'amuse. CNN et Karachika. On se déchaîne. Hey, on saute. Position de tir et tout le monde. Descendez, descendez. Au milieu, au milieu. Voilà, c'est ça.
Yo, le démarre moto. Démarre moto.
Vous en voulez encore?
Dancehall Rumba and the title track Black Bazaar Round 2. You may have noticed the opening bell at the beginning of that track from the band called Black Bazaar. And Black Bazaar Round 2 is their second album. This group came to life from a novel of the same name written by Alain Mabankou. It's a snapshot of life in France as an African immigrant from Congo. Mabankou's plan was to follow the book with a band and the band with a film. And it all seems to be going to plan, although I don't know when the film is due out. I'm sure it's in the making. Still to come, Korean-Brazilian music, Korean death metal and K-pop. Yes, Korean pop music. But for now, let's head over to the north of Holland and Ninka, my guest tonight, who has a voice that really does paint a thousand words. Here she is with Spring Poem. Sweet and moody, a beautiful song with that sort of tinge of loss and sadness to it. The wonderful voice of Ninka and a song called Four Years Fierce. Is that right?
Yeah, Ninka? That's right.
And it's a spring poem.
Yes, spring poem is called. It's a poem of a Dutch poet, Rutger Copland. He wrote it. It's really about, not actually a lost love, but a love you reinvent again, but sometimes it takes a little, to There's one line, it's, I know that I do love you again, but sometimes it's, I don't really know the English word, moisome. You have to do something for it.
Language seems to be at the very heart of what you do and who you are.
Yeah, that's right.
Where do you get that love of language from?
I don't know. I think it always has been there, but it's always the starting point. So I actually never start with a melody or with an idea of the music, but always with asking myself the question, okay, what is the story I want to tell? What is the theme? And then the lyrics come. Most of them I write now myself, and sometimes I choose a poem of someone else. And then the music comes from that.
Now, you're from Friesland, up in the north of Holland. Tell me a little bit about where you live and what it's like.
It's probably a country that no one will ever heard of. Well, it's the northern...
Well, we've seen the cows.
Yeah, well, the cows. That's the thing you... Of course. Yeah, they're famous. Yeah.
Famous.
Yeah, it's a very flat land, lots of green. And I love also these far sights you have everywhere. So... because the land is very flat, you have always a very big sky. I also live in a place where we have this view all the time, so sometimes just looking at the clouds can be magic. And then you have these cows in the land. And of course, there's a lot of water in a lot of lakes, and we live near the Wadden Sea. But that's the country, yeah. And we have this own language, and actually it's closely related to the English. So I think we have a common ancestor. Yeah. The old English is the common ancestor, and then you got modern English and Frisian. And there was a time that Friesland was a much bigger country with parts of Germany and Denmark, but now it's only this part of Holland. And there's still, I think, 500,000 people that speak this language.
Your band here, are they all Frisian?
Half.
introduce us to them.
Yes, so we have on percussion a real Frisian guy. It's also my partner. That's Sietse Pruiksma. You heard in the name, the Sma, Pruiksma. That's really Frisian. And you have Jan Roel Hamersma on marimba, also a Frisian guy. And then you have Edzard Udo de Haas on flamenco guitar from Amsterdam. And Marieke Grotenhuis on accordion. And she's from The Hague.
So if your language of your music is Frisian, comes from your land. Where does your music influence come from? Because you've got, I mean, there's flamenco guitar in there, there's accordion, the dulcimer, and your dear partner here, he's got this fabulous array of Tibetan bowls and very well-battered cymbals. Where does your music come from, Nienke?
Yeah, actually from everywhere, because in Frisian we don't have really... a musical tradition that goes way back, like you have in Spain, the flamenco, or in Portugal, the fado. We don't have a thing like that. So I have to find it somewhere else. And I also always felt attracted to southern music styles, Mediterranean music styles. I don't know why. But I started my first album with combining this Frisian language with the fado, the Portuguese traditional song. And actually it fit quite well, because I think maybe because of the melancholy that's in those kind of music styles, but also that's in the Frisians, and it fits with
it's
the language.
Landscape, it's isn't it? It's
yeah,
a,
maybe.
It's a great
well, the language appears to be very melodic, because of course for me this language is completely natural to use it, but when you start working with it, then you discover that it has a great qualities you never knew. So that fit well, and I also Latin America. I went to Mexico. One album was really inspired on Mexico and Cuba, and the third album was inspired on Mongolia, quite a different corner of the world. But musically is really getting a mix of things I like. I like folk kind of music, traditional music stuff, but then always, of course, you give it your own
twist
because you cannot copy something that. That was also the reason that at first I was a little afraid of using this fado, because I thought, but then you have to be born there. You have to be born in Portugal. You cannot sing fado when you're not from there. But it felt a little better when I started singing it in Frisian, so that I was not trying to imitate Portuguese or something.
So were you translating fado songs into Frisian?
Yeah, there were some poems of the famous Dutch poet Slauerhof. And he had a connection with Portugal, and he liked the fado. And there were already some poems from him that were put on fado compositions. So I translated them into Frisian and sang them on those fado compositions.
So you're going to play a song, a dance song for us, or is it? Yeah. Is it, am I right in saying it's a dance song?
Yeah, actually, it's called "Dance of the Seeds," "Dooms van de Schieden," and it's really about springtime, spring bursting out. I wrote this album when I was pregnant of our first son, so everything is about that, actually, of bursting out of life and also death, because it belongs to, you know,
so there's a cycle of
big
life.
Yeah, yes, those themes. So
thanks, Nika.
Ieder, hoe lang is te wachten, voilà, op het komen van het licht. Ieder, die moment is nood, de zin is geen tijper. Ieder, hoe lang is te wachten, voilà, op het komen van een lip. Ieder, die moment is nood. De zin is geen type, mias is ten dienst. Mias is ten dienst. Mias is ten dienst. Ieder, hoe lang is het dan wachten? Voilà. Op het trappen griet, ook griet. Ieder, die moment is nou. De zin is geen type. Van een piek ieder. Die moment is nou. De zin is geen tijd. Mias is ten dienst. Mias is ten dienst. Mias is ten dienst. En jij op je twaalfheden.
Trombone, 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 tr
sort of Frisian tango, Dance of the Seeds, a song bursting with new life. More from Ninka and the group in a while. You're listening to Lopa Kotari here on BBC Radio 3. And you can listen back to the music on the programme. Just go to the website, bbc.co.uk/radio3, and look for World on 3. And we've also put up some pictures of Ninka in session in the studio too. Now for some desert blues from Brazil and a Korean ballad with a Brazilian touch. Antonio Ribeiro da Conceição is from a part of the northeast of Brazil, where the coastal plains and the arid Sertão region meet. He's a poet and a master of repentista, Bahian blues. He's got one of those voices that conjures up the troubadour for me. I can almost see him walking around from village to village, strumming his guitar and singing about all that he's seen and what troubles him. This is Biluzinho, a song about poverty and social injustice.
De onde vem, Biluzinho? Sente aí nesta gamela que eu vou mandar Gabriela. Junta uns pés de Marcela para você se banhar. Me diga por onde andou, o que você encontrou e por que resolveu voltar. Não é caçoada, não, eu sofri. Taco de chão, cheguei na cidade grande sem ter qualificação. Fui trabalhar de servente, empurrar carro de mão, ganhando salário mínimo e morando em invasão. Não é caçoada, não, eu sofri. Não é caçoada, não, eu sofri. De todo jeito, tanta discriminação. Esquentei minha cabeça, pedi a conta ao patrão. Perdi 40% da minha indenização. E o temporal derrubou meu barraco na invasão. Não é caçoada, não, eu sofri. Não é caçoada, não, eu sofri. Dividir cama com rato, eu acho que não convém. Quando o dia começa, a exploração também. Sofre pra ir pra o trabalho, se padece quando vem. O dos outros tem valor, porém o que é seu não tem. Filho chora e a mãe não vê, lá ninguém é de ninguém. Não é caçoada, não, eu sofri. Não é caçoada, não, eu sofri. Chegar na minha terra foi grande a decepção. Tinham plantado capim onde eu plantava feijão. Onde eu passava montado no meu cavalo alazão. Tinham construído estrada para passar caminhão. O progresso desgraçou a vida.
vida do meu sertão. Não é minha suada, não, eu sou frio. Não é minha suada, não, eu sou frio. Meu boi de caú tão lindo, chamado de azulão. Mataram para comer no dia da eleição. E o meu carro de boi, eles fizeram cavão para assar meu boi de carro nesta mesma ocasião. Um comido, outro queimado, morreu a minha ilusão. Não é caçoada, não. Do sofrimento com o tempo desaparece. Bem fiz eu que não saí, o que eu tinha permanece. Baixe os quatro e apague o facho, veja se não se esquece. Quem casou que não guardou, viu piluzinho, quando acha não conhece. Não é caçoada, não.
The Brazilian berimbau paired with the Korean flute, the taegeum, being put to good use in that song from Korean indie folk pop group Korea. I saw them in Seoul at this wonderful little theatre in a trendy part of the Palace District, Jongno, a bit like Soho but with royal connections. That was a farewell song, sung beautifully by lead vocalist Ah-Shin Kwon from the group's EP Whale of a Time. Now, the thing I like about Korea is that, as with so many of the groups that I saw on my trip to Seoul, this newer generation of musicians are using the old traditional instruments in new ways, but not crowding them out with the sounds of the modern world like the guitar and drum kits. Although Jumbo and I, who plug these great folk instruments through umpteen pedals, are an exception to this comment. And I'm going to play something from them in a bit so you can judge for yourselves if it works or not. And I'm also going to play another track from Korea at the end of the programme if I've got time. Moving to West Africa, Senegal now, and Nuru Khan for some loose-flowing reggae and blues. This is Jaramai from his debut album Sigil that came out back in 2006.
Hey, Murid, Murid, Yungulen, Jafay don sede borom, dedicace li, ki di Guinée Senegal, mbirmi ben la, nenang jaynaba, sama nday la, jibawuri, sama mak la, aywa, aywa way, aywa, Yang kinene veli Serin salufal ya yo dugue di balsala no ni lay siare bay ngeng palama mama yesai mi alfa mi mamadu mon pays mi alpha seigne ma samba fal ya di bayi go ya di bolamba fule godi dabe kene khal ko mangi mama yisai di bani 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 Mama yes I et je tu il nous sommes ce que vous êtes une leçon je moi man tu moi yao il moi mon nous sommes ce que vous êtes une leçon je moi man tu yao il moi mon Leçon, Sénégal, Guinée, Benelai. Oh tu, nous sommes ce que vous êtes, une leçon. Je, moi, man, tu, y'a moi, maman, nous sommes ce que vous êtes. Aïe, waouai. Aïe, wa. Aïe, waouai. Demal. Bamba woluna lai
kamane nengena ba ba bengulo no sucede si kawa Guinea Senegal yanda nai mama isai jezaga laila laila khaila la jezaga mam terra pal pamba woluna la mirmi yagana mirmi filai mirmi kedilai mirmi filai mirmi wapilai mirmi yermandelai Senegal ine yagana demal kumuda daga kumuda daga kumuda daga wow wow kumuda daga mirmi jeexna way akaza nimbal ak yermandel ba
Another taste of Bavaria there for you. You might have heard Max Reinhardt on Late Junction this week playing songs from Egyptian Abd al-Hay Hilmi, recorded in the early 20th century. Well, there you had a Bavarian offering for you from around that time. It was a 1930 recording of a trio of voices, Sepp Staber, Pepi Burda and Sepp Schontheim, singing a Bavarian folk song with those mountain harmonies, a style that was so popular in Austria at the time. The next song but one is from the band that you're going to love or hate. They're a Korean group called Jambinai, a seriously heavy metal band where the metal is provided by the array of pedals that their instruments are plugged into. But to soften the impact, in a sense, I will start with a song that you can't help but like. It'll give you time to brace yourselves. Here's Portland, Oregon's Alela Diane and About Farewell.
It is plain to see that I have one foot out the door, and I know that your dear heart is telling you to run deep down somewhere, deep down somewhere. I heard somebody say that the brightest lights cast the biggest shadows. So honey, I got 7 years to you, dear heart, is all that I can give. And I know that without me you'll find just what you need. Deep down somewhere, deep down somewhere. I heard somebody say that the brightest lights cast the biggest shadows. So honey, I gotta let you go. That's what we've always said. Once upon the other side, it's best not to look back. That's what we say about farewell. That's what we say about farewell.
Well, that's three yeses from us here in the studio. Pretty good, huh? That's Jumbanai. Yes, they've got drums and guitars in there, but right up in front, are the gamungo giving that great bass line and the hegum, the screechy two-stringed violin. Jambinai, I love them. And they're going to be in Cardiff playing at the Millennium Centre next weekend as part of WOMEX, the annual World Music Expo, where World on 3 will be coming from next Friday. Yep, we'll be broadcasting live from WOMEX this time next Friday, when all the music on the programme will be from artists who are showcasing their wares from Thursday onwards. It's going to be fun, so please do make a note to tune in at the slightly later time of 11:15 in the evening next Friday. You're listening to BBC Radio 3 with me, Lopa Kotari. If you want to hear that track by Jambinai again, or you want to know what the details are so that you can block them in some shape or form from your iPlayer forever, just go to our website, bbc.co.uk/radio3, find your way to World on 3 and click on the playlist for tonight. And so back to Ninka, a woman whose voice attracted the attention of Javier Limón, the Spanish producer who I think has a real empathy with female singers. And he's produced Ninka's latest album, Alter. And here she is. She's going to sing one of my favourite songs from it. It's called Efterich, Hind's Eye. And it gives me goosebumps every time I hear it.
Ihr glanzig in the dark. Nei de onde sinne glinstert de nacht van een boppe moine en een jonken stier. In de driemwolken doze van het jonken lietsen zijfter ben, zijn efter eer. Theater.
Iets van een bed.
Met de hand naar de wolk. Naar de wolk. Met de wind in bed. In de
koetsen.
Scream.
Het loor op de screen, ze screamen.
dobbelskin van de kei. Springen would I and me fit a you. The fit under wolken. The wolken. Vliegsto
Efterich. Oh, it's a song that gives me goosebumps every time I listen to it on the album. I'm here with Ninka, whose music for me, it evokes landscapes. It's about earth tones and colours, rather than, say, portraits. Ninka, we were talking earlier on about how you write your music and that it comes essentially from poetry and from lyrics. That has to be the way in which this song began.
Absolutely. This is a very special one for me also because it was a collaboration actually with Tjer Behettinga. You hear him also in the song. He's a famous poet from Friesland. We had the idea to write a song together, and for me it's a great honor because he's a great hero of mine. How he uses also the sound of the words, you know, to tell something and to evoke something. So we wrote it together, and together with Sitze we composed the music, and it's very much about the landscape, but also, you know, sometimes you wish you could look at the things around you again with the eyes of a child. You know, a child always looks at things with astonishment, always with curiosity, with fantasy. And sometimes we have lost that a little, and then we take things for granted and we don't see the real beauty that is around us. So that's actually what this song is about. So it also has an urgency, like, please see what is there, you know, and take care of it well.
It's absolutely, absolutely beautiful. Now, you've been playing songs from your latest album, Alter.
Yeah.
Tell me about the album and what has kind of, you know, you spoke about how your first album was about fado,
yeah,
sort of Frisian fado. The second album was heading off to Mexico and
yes,
Cuba and Argentina.
Right.
The third was the Mongolian steppes.
Yeah.
Where is this one?
Friesland, actually. At this time, I thought, well, because I was pregnant, that I couldn't make a big travel, so I thought, okay, well, then I'm going to be at home, and I will look at the window, and I will be inspired by what's there, what I see, you know, and also let me be inspired by the language, and so that's why also this collaboration with Cheba came up. So actually, yeah, lyric-wise, is really about. The things that are close around me. Yeah.
And you worked with Javier Limon on
yes,
this. He is a fabulous producer.
Oh, yeah.
And for me, he's somebody that has an absolute magic touch with women's voices.
Yeah.
You know, he's worked with Buica, with Marisa, with all those fabulous flamenco singers.
Yeah.
How did you come across him?
I was very happy he wanted to do this. But yeah, I just saw him on a YouTube movie accompanying Buica,
yeah,
in a TV show because I love her music. I just saw a concert of her in somewhere in Spain, and I came back, so I looked up some things on YouTube, and I saw this video of Javier accompanying her on the guitar, and I loved how he accompanied her. So every note tells something, and he dares to take a lot of risk. So I'm just playing very soft, you know, almost hearing nothing, and then whoop, and so they were very together, and I thought, wow, that must be great to play with a guitarist like that. But then I found out more about him, and I found out that, oh, he's the producer, and oh, I have a lot of CDs of him actually in my,
yeah,
you know, at home. So I thought, okay, that's out of my reach. You know, he won Latin Grammys and stuff. So
probably not.
But I thought, well, I can send him an email, you know, and just let him know what I'm doing and ask him the question, like, are you interested in making an album? And actually, I got a very enthusiastic reaction
So, okay, we went to Madrid and we had a talk, and there was a click, and he was interested also in this Frisian thing, so it was actually immediately like, we're going to do it.
So was it quite organic? I mean, were you...
Yeah,
did
very
you work
organic.
Together very closely on...
Yeah, I actually never had a process that was this organic as this one, because he works very intuitive. Like, he has an idea and he's immediately going to do that and see where it leads to, and if it doesn't work, okay, stop. He doesn't think so much, I tend to go into details very quick, but that can, you know, slow down the process.
Yeah.
But he goes very... He works very quick and intuitive, so and I let it go, and it was great.
Did it take you out of your comfort zone?
Yes, yeah. It did. Yeah, but it's in producing the album, but also in how he plays guitar, because he also did all the guitars on the album, and we recorded two songs really together as a duet, and that really it puts me. No, I have to really be sharp. I have to be like, okay, what's he gonna do? I'm gonna react to it, and it's great. It's really making music in the moment, actually, where it's about. So, yeah.
What's the last song that you're gonna sing for us?
Yeah, the last song is Dichter, and I actually wrote this one really as a poem, because it's also a sound poem, and it means closer. It's about actually the people around you that you feel the closest connections with. And I will play it only with Jan Roel on marimba.
Ninka, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ik heb in bij thuis zat ik. Van dicht te treden spin je web, je weefsel wint het van uw vingers. Wint hem dichter op het lippen, wint hem dichter op uw hoed. Ik heb hem bij thuis zat dicht van taal en van versteen, te geen het verliep en triënen mingen. Dat ik rezen is verlitten, te verjitten van het lichaam dat u diept in dij en mij. Zat dicht, kan net meer steken. Stik de treden dichter van treden dicht. Zo dicht ben ik bij daar. Van treden dicht, zo ben ik, zo boem, zo vrij. Ik heb hem bij daar. Dicht het rijden spin je web, je weefsel wint het van uw vingers. Wint hem dichter om het leven, wint hem dichter op uw hoed. Ik heb hem bij die zat dicht van taal en van versteen, tegen het verliep en trienen. Dat ik rezen is verlitten te verjitten van het lichaam dat is diep in dij en mij. Zat dicht, kan net meer stikken. Stik de treden dichter van treden dicht. Zat dicht ben ik bij daar. Van treden dicht, zat ben ik, zat boen, zat
Dichter, a Frisian waltz poetry in motion. Ninka and her band playing for us here on World on 3. Kerfala Kanyang. Kanté Jr. was born in Conakry, the capital of Guinea, into a musical family. Having been in Salif Keita's band as the bass player for about 5 or 6 years, he's now struck out on his own and produced an album called Aventurier. And this is one of the tracks from it, Kanajuya.
Dans ce pays où il faisait pas souvent beau, mais qui finit par me coller à ma peau.
franchir la porte en premier. Mais c'est magique quand même. On ne sait pas ce qu'on va devenir, mais on est convaincu que ça vaudra la peine. Sonne que la va. Dans un petit château, on y rêvait, on y jouait chacun son rôle. J'étais le roi et tu jouais la reine. On ne savait pas ce qu'on allait devenir, mais on était convaincu que ça vaudrait la peine. Le passé nous importait moins que l'avenir. Vaut mieux être convaincu que ça valait la peine.
Guinée's Kerfala Kanté Jr., followed by a whole new groove from Belgium's Jean Toujours. Accordionist Pete Maris has taken his band to yet another funky part of Brussels. Roots, their album due out this month, is another adventure into pop, ska, the Balkans and a whole lot more. I played Petit Château from the album, where Pete is joined by the Polutkova sisters of Mekiek on vocals. Last in that trio was Travis Ward, the frontman of Junker Dash Idaho group Hillfolk Noir, striking it out on his own to dabble in some good old Americana. One of his loves, it is. His album is Jumps Up and Jollities, and Travelin' Roadside is a traditional-sounding original, I believe. Now here's a rather pleasant mix, a coming together of Tanzania with Finland. Arnold Chuolala plays the kantele, the plucked dulcimer that is Finland's national instrument, but he plays it with a totally different groove, making it sound somewhere between a kora and an ngoni, and it really drives the pace, making the songs light and joyous. This is Bandu Bandu.
Yeah.
Two zithers from very different parts of the world. Korea's Kyungso Park on Kaegum, who followed Hungarian Felix Laiko on a zither that his mother gave him over 30 years ago. Kyungso Park is a virtuoso Kaegum player who thrives on the moment. She says she creates a musical pattern inspired by the space she's in and the people around her. So much of her work is improvised, which is why when she performs, she often sits there with a little recorder in front of her so that she can capture her ideas, those moments of inspiration where, for her, both tradition and modernity meet. That was a piece called Sedna, where Kyungso explores loneliness and happiness through the imagined eyes of Sedna, a tiny egg-shaped planet just on the edge of our solar system. Before that was a Serbian-born Hungarian musician, Felix Laiko, who, after playing the zither for over 30 years, has just produced an album celebrating this wonderful instrument and his love for it. It's called Field, and I played Zardash, a traditional good old knees-up-in-the-pub kind of dance. And at the top of that string of tunes was Tanzanian Arnold Chiwalala, who's made the Finnish national instrument, the kantele, his own. If you can think of other artists who've perhaps adopted an instrument from outside the side of their patch and made it their own, tweet us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag World on 3. Now, these next songs are going to take you from British Columbia to India, then catapult you to Kansas. Enjoy the ride.
Thank you. many distresses I see. Astonished I cry, can a mortal be found surrounded with troubles like me? Surrounded with troubles like me. Few seasons of peace I enjoy, and they are succeeded by pain. If there are a few moments of praise I employ, I have hours and days to complain. Hours and days to complain. Oh, when will my sorrow subside? Oh, when will my suffering cease? Oh, when to the bosom of Christ be conveyed, to the mansions of glory and bliss. Mansions of glory and bliss. May I be prepared for that day when Jesus shall bid me remove, that I may in rapture go shouting away to the arms of my heavenly love. Arms of my heavenly love. My spirit to glory convey, my body lay low in the ground. I wish not a tear at my grave to be shed, but all join in praising around. All join in praising around. No sorrow be vented that day when Jesus hath called me home. With singing and shouting, let each brother say, he's gone from the evil to come. Gone from the evil to come. Immersed in the ocean of love, my soul like an angel shall sing, till Christ shall descend with a shout from above. Make all creation to ring. Make all creation to ring. Our bodies in dust shall obey, and swifter than thought shall arise. And change in a moment, go shouting away to mansions of love in the skies. Mansions of love.
Canada's Jaron Freeman Fox indulging his love of South Indian music, followed by Kansas fiddler Betsy Ellis and When Sorrow Encompasses Me. Well, that's it for tonight. Next week, as I mentioned, we're going to be coming to you live from Cardiff with sessions and interviews from a whole host of bands who are all part of the World Music Expo, WOMEX. I hope you can join me. I'm going to play us out tonight with one last glance at Korea. It's another track from the indie folk pop band Korea. Walk Into the Sea, a traditional pansori song, is about a woman walking ever deeper into the ocean, one step at a time. Thank you for letting me indulge in my newfound love of Korean music. Till next week, good night. Thank you.
I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. For these first 2 hours this morning, we're in the company of the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra, and I'll begin with a concert they gave at the Berwald Hall in Stockholm in February 2013 with the Finnish conductor Susanna Malki. Jonathan Biss plays the Schumann Piano Concerto shortly, with Nielsen's symphonic celebration of the inextinguishability of music and of life itself to follow. As a curtain raiser, one of the few Sibelius tone poems not to draw on the Kalevala. The Oceanides is inspired instead by Homeric legend. The title refers to the water nymphs of ancient Greece, who seem to bring out a Debussyan side of Sibelius's musical imagination.